Bob, do you want to come sit up there with my, near the microphone for us so that we can record it and hear you?
So good afternoon. This is a meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors budget work session with the Story County Historical Society. Today is January 11. I think I forgot to say that in the last one. This is Latifa Faisal. With me is Supervisor Lisa Heddens, Supervisor Linda Merkin, Director of External Operations Sandra King, Assistant County Auditor Lisa Markley, and is it Bob Higgins?
Bob Higgins
representing the Historical Societies. And do we have anyone on the phone?
No, I do not.
There might be somebody else that called
unless
in.
No one on the phone? Okay, all right, well, we'll go ahead and get started. Since we weren't recording at the time, Lisa, do you want to just restate what we typically do?
Yeah, so what we've done for years is there are 12, now up to 12 historical societies in the county, and what the board does is decide they're going to give X number of dollars, and all it gets split evenly between all of them. So at this point in time, we've been doing $3,500 per historical society for the last few years. When we added one, we adjusted it 1 year, but basically it's been $3,500 for a while.
But I don't think you've ever decreased.
No, I don't think so.
So, which we greatly appreciate.
And before we started recording, you were talking about some fantastic projects going on in Roland.
Yes.
Are there other additional projects that you wanted to fill us in on, or do you have something prepared that you wanted to share?
I do not have anything prepared because I wasn't sure what I was, why I was called into the meeting. if I was going to be the only one here or if there would be others from other. And I called and yesterday morning to find out, and I did not get a real clear answer. So if I ramble or seem unprepared.
Oh, no problem. No. I wanted to make sure I gave you time if you had something prepared,
yeah.
Is all.
No, when you have a museum like this, like any of our museums in the county, there's always things that need to be done. Roofs that need to be repaired, basements that leak, things that, painting that needs to be done. And we have and Roland have done a very good job in keeping up with those things. Therefore, you know, we are looking at doing some additional work. We've got, I mentioned earlier, a 1929 REO fire truck. We would love to get that up and running, and I think it's possible that we do, but there will be monies needed for that. We did celebrate our 150th anniversary of Roland last year, a year late, but because of COVID, we were able to celebrate it last year. And likewise, it was the 40th anniversary of our museum.
Oh.
So we were able to do two in one. We're able to raise money selling our sesquicentennial books, and we had t-shirts made for the occasion, and we're able to, so we had some fundraisers that helped us out last year. There have been many years, especially years in the past, that much of our funding, much of our income came from the county. So I guess when I think about the smaller, newer historical societies around, like Zering and Colo, Collins, they greatly appreciate, you know, what you do, as we all do. And one thing that I would also like to say is that the fact that you treat us all the same, everybody gets the same amount regardless of size, regardless of how long you've been in business, is good. I coming from a smaller one, it's something that we've certainly appreciated, and knowing that we all get the same amount and there's no squabbling over how come they got more than we did, and etc. So if you continue to do that in that fashion,
Well, I know it's harder for the historical societies in the smaller communities probably don't get nearly as much money as, say, Ames or, I think, Story Cities, you know. So I think that doing it equally, that means that really helps out those smaller communities. It's a larger proportion of their budget, and they need that. So so I think that, you know.
See, and that's what I appreciate, because Ames certainly have the ways to raise money that we don't.
Sure.
Plus, it encourages some of the other towns. Well, I think it's only McCallsburg now that does not have a historic site. I think every community in the county does.
Does the city fund Roland at all? Does the
no.
city of Roland help at all?
The city owns our museum.
Okay.
They cover our electrical expense. They take care of mowing our yard. But as far as us being a recipient of city monies, we are not.
I didn't know how. I didn't think a lot of the small cities were.
We're unusual in the fact that we are owned by the city.
Okay.
I believe. Okay. And I think that goes back to we are one of the older ones. Maxwell and possibly Ames might be the only ones that are older than we are.
Okay.
So does the city then cover like your heating and cooling as well?
Excuse me?
Does the city then cover your heating and cooling as well? Like your heat? Do they cover the?
We don't heat the building.
Okay.
So
it's just open during warmer weather.
Yeah. Oh. We'll run an air conditioner, which is electrically operated. So,
gotcha.
And they've never questioned anything about what we do or.
Gotcha. Well, that's very valuable. It's very valuable work that you're spending time doing for the community. So it's good to hear that you have that support from the city also.
And we work together with the library. Programs, displays, we'll put a display in the library. So because we're open so limited, even in the summer, we're only open to the public on Sunday afternoons. So if we want to make a bigger splash, we will do so generally through the library, and coordinate with them if we want to run a program to promote something that's going on, or even we like to get people interested in the history of Roland, and if there's something that interests people, we'll try to put together a program centered around that.
That's a nice space the library has there for programs.
Yeah.
I've been up to a couple.
So.
Okay.
Great. So, any questions? I don't have any other questions. I don't.
Do you know of any particular needs that any of the historical societies have? Are they all? No. Anything you know about the other ones?
Can you give me some idea of what dollars you have to work with? I guess one thing I've always been curious about is the dollars that libraries receive versus historical societies. Is there any correlation?
I believe the libraries get funding based on their population and circulation.
Okay, so not every library receives the same amount then.
Right, and that's determined outside of us.
Okay.
We do not determine. Right. Right.
So the libraries do an annual analysis of their rural circulation.
Okay.
Because the cities fund the city circulation. So, and then the county funds the rural circulation. So they do an annual, this is my rural circulation, and then that's how their dollars are distributed.
Okay.
And is that from Iowa Code?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I've always been curious.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't know unless you ask, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And where'd that number come from?
Yeah.
And the only thing that the code really says about historical societies is that we have to fund it from, and that if there are historical societies that we want to fund, this is where we fund it from. So it's a I'm sure not every county does it. I don't know. I don't know that for a fact. I've never asked.
Well, on Sunday afternoons during the summer, if you come up there, can you see those farm implements?
Yes.
Great.
We're open 1 to 4 a.m.
Okay. Well, I'm really curious now. I have a cousin who buys the antique farm machinery. Of course, he farms with it. He doesn't fix it up. He farms with it. But he's kind of got me interested. Just because of the things he actually takes out in the field.
I would be happy to open the museum anytime.
Okay.
So if Sunday afternoons did not work out in your schedule,
I'll talk to my cousin Pat and see when we'll come over and look at him.
Yeah.
He'd be interested.
Yeah.
If he hasn't already been there, and he might have. Okay.
Is there any other questions?
I don't think so.
I don't have any other questions, but thank you for coming. We appreciate you being here.
We appreciate it.
I'm more than happy to come anytime. I just was kind of caught off guard when I got the email and wasn't sure, honestly, you know, like I said, if I was the only one representing the group or, but.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
You continue to ask me to come, I'll try to get a note out to the other groups for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've been invited, I think, is it every quarter? Is it quarterly that the
I just looked on my calendar because I was wondering when the last time was we had the Historical Alliance, and I saw an April and a September last year.
Yeah, September. Okay. Yeah, so
it was Zoom in April, and then we had another. I don't know why we had two meetings, but we did. So maybe we can talk a little bit more at our meeting.
Do you have a quarterly meeting?
We have a
of the Alliance.
Spring and fall.
Okay. Right, and we were at both of those. And that was great because then we got to hear from everybody, to hear about all the wonderful projects and you know what you were expecting, what your volunteer numbers were looking like, all of that. So that was really helpful.
One of the museums are generally whoever's hosting it.
Yeah, both of them were on Zoom, I think, this time.
Right,
they?
Right.
Yeah.
They were. The April one was Zoom for sure, because of the Zoom thing.
Well, I guess we had
them. I still join it.
Via Zoom the last couple, so.
Yeah.
Right.
Because of the.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so it was good to have Zoom, because we were able to keep in touch.
Yes.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
It was nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
You too.
Okay. Yes.